This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. Raids in search of undocumented immigrants have yet to take place in Alabama, but many immigrant communities in the state fear it's only a matter of time. Federal and local law enforcement officials have already started rounding up people the government says are in the U.S. illegally. These immigration raids are tearing some families apart, and many undocumented immigrants in Alabama feel they might be next. We talk more about that with Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Esther.
So this new panic amongst the immigrant communities comes as the Trump administration has ramped up raids and deportation efforts. Now, it's important to point out that the Obama administration had its own deportation proceedings, but Trump's immigration plans are a little different. Talk about those differences.
Well, for example, the Obama administration had expedited deportation for people who had been in the country less than 14 days. That is a little different than what Trump is doing. His administration is targeting people who have been in the country for less than 2 years. And, of course, with the Obama administration as well, there was a sort of a geographic boundary put on it, people who were 100 miles or less from the border. So with Trump, the immigration raids have been happening in large cities all over the country. And so it's expanded the number of people who are up for arrest and possible deportation.
And what's happening in Alabama and Birmingham to ease immigrant families and communities?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of fear about what could be happening today. Atlanta could be Birmingham tomorrow. People are concerned that families will be broken up here, that, for example, parents whose children might be American citizens might be separated from their children. And so organizations like the Hispanic Interest Coalition of Alabama and the Alabama Coalition for Immigrant Justice are working on trying to help people prepare, trying to get their legal affairs in order, trying to help them know what their legal options are, what rights they do have, how to handle a power of attorney for situations where they may lose their freedom. So there are a lot of organizations that are trying to help people get ready for it, prepare for it, and deal with it when it comes. We do have ICE in this state, of course, and while the raids, mass raids, have not started yet, there is some concern that it could happen at any time.
And you mentioned that these raids are taking place in cities all over the country. And some of these cities are what we call sanctuary cities, those that brand themselves as safe havens for immigrants. And Birmingham officially declared itself a sanctuary city last month. What will the Trump order on immigration do to sanctuary cities?
Well, the Trump order kind of puts a spotlight on them because it says essentially that sanctuary cities are harming the cause of justice in America, essentially making them threats to national security. So the sanctuary cities are under threat for federal funding being cut off. States like Alabama have officially come out against sanctuary cities. And of course, when Birmingham declared itself a sanctuary city, that was the doing of the city council. At the same time, the mayor was hedging his bets a little bit and calling Alabama or Birmingham a welcoming city, which he felt was somewhat less onerous to those who are opposed to the notion of a sanctuary city, legally speaking.
And finally, Weld writes, fear cultivates silence. What's this mean?
Well, undocumented immigrants frequently have to take sort of contract short-term work. And there's been a real problem in the state and in many other jurisdictions of wage theft, where people basically get them the work and then they don't pay them. And so when people come forward and they want to get their money, people have threatened them and said, you know, hey, I'm not going to pay you and I'm going to report you. If you keep coming to me, I'm going to report you as an illegal immigrant so you'll get deported. So that makes people afraid. And so there have been some occasions where people have been sued. There have been some occasions where people have lost their jobs. And so it's tended to encourage people to be quiet about their status, certainly, not to come forward. And people are, to a certain degree, living in fear of what might happen.
And once again, these raids have yet to take place in Alabama, but it really could be just a matter of time before we actually see this happen in Birmingham and other places in the state. And we will continue to monitor this with Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld. Their latest issue is out now. Nick joins us most Thursdays on WBHM during All Things Considered. Nick, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Esther.